Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, we're always trying to help you guys to make your lives easier. And these days, especially with technology, there's so many great apps out there to help you in that regard, such is the case with our next guest. I'm really excited to be able to welcome Mehran Munafer to our program. He's an individual that has not only created the app Who's On Now, but he's been able to help connect local businesses to the customers that need them. I'm going to talk to Mehran not only about the journey of being able to create his app, but also what it's been for him to hear from customers about how it has been able to help them, as well as we'll walk you guys through how you can be able to benefit from it as well. Mehran, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Cyrus. Thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, this is really exciting. When I was prepping for this segment, I was thinking, you know, this is the kind of thing that people need to know about because there always is a need for a certain product or for a certain service, and you want to know who is available to be able to help you with that. And that is what you've been able to do with this app. I mean, what has it been like for you, Mehran, to be able to see the way that people are responding to it?
It's great. It's amazing. It's I get a lot of feedback from people saying, you know, finally, thank you. You know, it's finally that we can connect with the services that we want. Because people are always searching online, and then that's it. Like, it just ends there. It's, you know, everybody wants that instant connection. So the feedback's been great.
Yeah, and that it has to be one of the great things. So, Mehran, take us back a little bit. I mean, because everything kind of begins, you know, with an idea. I mean, there are so many people, I'm sure, that have said, you know, when they have needed a plumber or been stranded on the road, hey, you know what, I wish there was something that did this. What made you go from saying, hey, I wish there was something, to wanting to create that something?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. So I was in Florida, and I needed an electrician immediately. And like everybody else, you know, I go on Google and type in electrician. And, you know, of course, I get electrical supplies, I get electricians, I get lighting fixtures, I get all sorts of stuff. Then I start calling the actual electricians. And then, you know, I get secretaries that say, can get somebody call you back? I get numbers that are out of service. I got somebody saying, you know, we can have somebody there on a, you know, Wednesday, and it was like a Sunday. I said, this is absolutely crazy. I mean, you know, why can't you just connect on your phone with the actual electrician that's somewhere out there? Right. So then again, you know, I went back to Google, started searching if things like that exist, and it didn't. So I said, you know what, let's create it.
Wow.
And that's how it all started.
Wow, what a great thing to be able to do. And again, it's using the technology that is there to be able to make it happen for sure. I mean, could you have imagined, though, Mehran, that you would get the response that you've gotten, that people would be, not only for one thing, appreciative, but also, of course, excited to know that something like that is right at their fingertips?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the feedback has absolutely been amazing. And it's helping both consumers and the merchants. It's helping consumers because of the convenience that it gives them and needs to connect. And a lot of merchants, local businesses, are getting found. You know, to get found by Google, you got to pay them to put you on the top. Otherwise, you get lost. Here, you know, if you just, you know, you put up your profile and you get found. You know, if you need somebody, you know, electrician, your, you know, neighbor five houses down could be an electrician. You don't even know it, right? This way, it shows how far he is with you, and you get to connect with that guy. So, the feedback on both ends have been amazing on the merchant side and the consumers. Just everybody's just loving it.
Right. And speaking of which, I mean, because of what you're able to do, people are able to sign up, of course, you know, for the app, and we'll be telling them how they can get to Who's On Now here in a moment. I love the fact that even you are thinking about the customers and being able to give them various ways, you know, to be able to even, you know, pay. I mean, was it also important for you, Mehran, to make sure that things were as easy as possible and that you allow people to have as many opportunities, you know, available to them as possible?
Exactly, yeah, that's what it was all about. It was all about convenience, and it wasn't just finding the person that you need. It was completing that transaction, you know. So if I get an electrician that comes over and ends up to be, you know, $300 or $200, whatever it may be, you know, I don't have that cash sitting there, or he doesn't take a credit card. He doesn't have a credit card machine on him, or he doesn't want me to pay him with a check because he doesn't know if that check is going to bounce or what. You just pay right through the app. So we added that so the electrician can invoice the consumer right through the app, and then the consumer will receive that invoice and say pay, and it'll automatically get paid through their credit card and instantly gets deposited in the electrician's account. he'll get a receipt saying it's been paid, everybody's happy. So it was completing the transaction that was also just as important as finding the electrician.
Yeah, and I think that, again, is what will make people want to go to the app. You know, I want to talk about you for a moment and, you know, you're being able to get to this place where you are today, Miran, because, again, I mean, there are people out there, again, who are just simply complainers. They would have said, you know what, I needed this, it wasn't there, and that would have been the whole focus. You seem to be a person that is built on solutions. Has that always been the case for you, that you've always looked for a way, you know, to be able to solve problems that may come up in your life?
Yeah. I mean, I come from a design and construction background. So, you know, we design and build homes, and we, you know, ultra-luxury homes. So we always get feedback from clients saying, you know, I want this crazy thing, or I want this. You know, they always want stuff that's real cool and, you know, they just can't find in regular, you know, cookie-cutter homes or regular builders. So I guess it kind of was in us to kind of never say, no, it's not possible. I mean, you know, we went to the moon. That's the way I look at it, you know, so we can do anything.
Right.
So it's just a matter of, you know, putting your mind to it and figuring it out and executing it. And so same thing with the app. We're always trying to find better features and trying to make it better and things like that. So it's always about moving forward, not backwards in life, in anything you do, really.
Right, and I think that has been the key for success for you. Again, everyone, for those who are just tuning in, he's on the Radio Dialer Online. You're listening to Conversations Live. Excited today to welcome to our program Miran Monifer. We're talking to him not only about the app he's been able to create, Who's On Now, and you've been able to really be fortunate, Miran, in getting a great website, whosonnow.com, where people who actually are listening to us in real time can actually go and find out more information about the app. So let's talk about technology and how this has really helped you in this regard as well, because you mentioned to us not only about are they able to find out what businesses are, you know, are available, the one they're able to actually have that interaction with them to, you know, complete payments, all of that can be done, you know, through the app. I mean, how has technology and the technology that's available today really helped you in building your business and your brand?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, technology on both ends. I mean, if it wasn't for technology to begin with, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we're doing today. I mean, if you look at the App Store, you know, I think it's only like the App Store is only, what, 6-7 years old at the most, right? So it's amazing what we've accomplished. People in general, programmers out there, you know, everybody that's accomplished in such a short time. So it's just really amazing. Technology is an amazing thing, and, you know, it's just growing and growing and growing. So it's really fantastic. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what people are doing with it, and I'm really excited at what it's giving us, you know, to be able to do for everyone. You know, it's just
right.
It's really unbelievable.
Right. So tell us about location. I know that was one of the things that, you know, of course, that's going to be important for the customer. I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about where, you know, who's on now, you know, is based out of, and right now what the customer reach is like?
Yeah, sure. So right now we have two offices. One is in Oakville, Ontario, which is you know, about half an hour from Toronto for those people that don't know where Oakville is. Mm-hmm. And then we have another office in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in the United States. The app is available everywhere. We signed a worldwide contract with Apple, so you can download it from anywhere in the world. But, right now, I mean, we're noticing that people are signing up are mainly from Ontario, and now a lot of people are from Florida. California has been picking up. And then we got odds and ends that are picking up anywhere from everywhere around the world. But really anywhere, that's the beauty of it. It picks up your location. So let's say you get off the plane, you know, and you land in San Francisco, and you open up your app and you say, who's near me? It shows you all the services that are around you, right? So you're local at anywhere in the world you go, you instantly become local, and you get to connect with all the local people. It's really fantastic because it's such a global market, but yet it's so local. That's what I love about it.
Exactly. What a great thing. And I think the other thing is that, especially for people who are joining us on this conversation on the radio in Atlanta or Mississippi, they can be able to sign up. And then, of course, those joining us online around the world can take advantage of it as well. Have you found that word of mouth has been one of the driving forces for you, Miran? That's one of the things that's really helped people to say, hey, you know what? There's this cool app like, you know, out there. Let me show it to you.
Yeah, word of mouth has absolutely been great. It's also, you know, shows like yourself, which we're very appreciative of us, which, you know, call us and have us on their shows, and other people that are listening or watching. We've been featured on TV as well. So it's also word of mouth, obviously, because it gives everybody an opportunity to make money, even like students that are listening out there, you know, let's say in summer jobs, you know, if they're good at math, they can become a tutor. They can put themselves out as tutors, or, you know, if it's snowing, they want to shovel, they can put themselves on a shovel. They were, it's professionals. It's for everyone and everyone, really. So it's just, it's the feedback is amazing. So people that are signing up and are, you know, actually transacting and making money from this. And so they're obviously telling their friends, hey, you know what, working for me, wanted to do it. And then consumers, we're noticing that we actually have a lot more consumers signing up, customers versus merchants. So it goes to show you that there's a lot of people that are looking for this instant connection. So if you're a merchant and you're listening and you offer anything, any kind of service, hop on and log on. It's absolutely free. So you just, you know, it's, you should definitely sign up.
Yeah, I think that is it. And I think that is one of the great things about it as well. So, okay, so let's go ahead and talk about, you know, how easy it is. Because as I mentioned earlier, there's the website, you know, whosonnow.com. For those joining us online, especially Mayran, they can actually go there now as we're talking to them. We don't suggest that for our radio audiences listen to us, especially if you're driving. But, you know, you definitely keep in mind it's very simple, Who's On Now. When people go to the website, how easy is it for them to get started?
Yeah, so it's simple. So, I mean, if you're on the desktop and you go to whosonnow.com, there's four videos that watch that tells you what they do. There's a merchant video, there's a customer video, a couple other videos that tells you how it works. But then we're only available in the Apple App Store right now. So you either go to the App Store or from the website, you just click on the link and it takes you to the App Store. Mm-hmm. And you literally just download the app and then you sign up. There's two methods of signing up. One is customer and the other one is a merchant. Customer is if you're looking for a service, and a merchant is if you're offering a service. And that's it, really. You just sign up, and boom. The entire process, I would say, is probably like a minute long, and
wow,
then instantly you're in the app. And if you're a customer, you're obviously, everybody in life that's a customer is also a merchant, really, because we all have to do something in order to live. So you can switch your status back and forth from the app if you're a customer. You can also become a merchant and promote your other services. So it's very simple, straightforward. It's very, very simple. And you can load up pictures, videos, you know, if you got certifications, anything like that, you can, you know, portfolio, you can load up all that stuff about your business so people really get to learn about you before they connect with you.
Exactly. What a great thing. So, again, everyone, whosonnow.com is the website, of course. Again, you know, the app is Who's On Now. And I think that is the great thing about it. It's easy. And then, of course, in itself, I think, is a conversation piece, Mayran, because, you know, as you said, I mean, it allows you to go ahead and connect in real time with the services that you're needing. And I think that's what all of us want, you know, to make things a lot easier. No one wants to have to wait, you know, if they don't have to, you know. And so to be able to know exactly what's available is a great thing.
Yeah, everybody's got a smartphone these days. I mean, the smartphones are slowly going to take over desktop. And, you know, you either have an Android pretty much or an Apple. There's some BlackBerry users, Windows out there too also. But, I mean, like, you know, everybody has that. So that electrician, that plumber, that babysitter, that vet, that whoever, accountant, everybody has their phones on them. So it's like, boom, I want to connect with that guy. Why do I need to go through 10 secretaries or get answering services? So it's just all about now, right? Time is so precious these days. Nobody really wants to waste time searching for people. Everybody just wants to connect.
Right. I think that is it. That is the main thing for sure. Again, everyone, Mayran Monifer has been our guest today. He's the founder of the app Who's On Now. Of course, you guys can go to whosonnow.com for more information and to be able to download the app from your desktop as well. You know, Mayran, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back. We'd love to have you back on.
For sure. Thank you very much for having me, Cyrus. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks a lot.
Hey, we appreciate you. And we appreciate you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the replay right after we go off the air. You can find the link, of course, by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. We can also find it on our social media pages at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using those social media buttons. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.